Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Hour number three on a Monday. Welcome back. It is Ben Higgins and Paul Reindel. Stephen Woods under the weather and hopefully back tomorrow. Can pull us together with some foreplay tomorrow morning and get us caught up on whatever happened over his weekend. I do feel, Paulie, that whatever he did this weekend somehow contributed to him being under the weather today with what he described in our early morning text as cluster headaches, which sound miserable.
Oh, it sounds terrible. I've had headaches and migraines, but never like this rolling, ongoing cluster headaches, sharp, stabbing, or burning in nature, lasting 15 minutes to 3 hours. And occurs once every other day, up to 8 times daily, according to the interwebs. So yeah, it doesn't sound fun. Now I'm curious. I actually made it out to the coast a little bit later on Saturday, but it was a hot one. We had a crazy heat wave this weekend.
Hottest day of the year on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah. Escondido, where I live, it was 95, 96, 97, Friday and Saturday. So we know Woods went out on Friday night and may have had some adult beverages. We know that he coached multiple Little League games in the heat on Saturday. Maybe my man needs to drink a little more Eco Water.
It's possible. They did say that both alcohol consumption and weather changes can trigger the headaches. What was disturbing, though, on that graphic that you had up in our YouTube stream was that apparently they occur around the same time every day for up to like 3 or 4 months. Does this mean that Woodsy is just every morning is going to be miserable for the next 4 months? Because I don't know that I want to work with him if that's going to be the case. If he's just going to be miserable with headaches in the morning, like every other morning for the rest of the baseball season, that sounds like a nightmare, honestly. I mean, I want him back. I really do.
But I can't do 4 months of maybe waking up to a text, maybe not.
Yeah. Oh, that would be
either way.
Be
he won't
rough.
Be in a good mood.
I hope he delivered he always puts a lot of pressure on himself or feels a lot of pressure to deliver a good Mother's Day for Hannah. I have no idea how that went yesterday.
I didn't hear anything.
I got to see my mom yesterday, which was nice. Dropped off a gift from my mother-in-law, got some flowers for my wife, mother of our children. So think we executed all right. We didn't do a ton. Shelly was working all day yesterday, but I think we had a successful Mother's Day weekend. How about your Mother's Day weekend? Successful?
Mother's Day weekend was good. Okay. The mother-in-law, who is local, she got flowers and dinner and all that and some gifts. And then my mom, who lives up in coastal Washington State, she got a gift that was delivered yesterday, which always helps. We can get it delivered on Mother's Day.
On a Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, on a Sunday. Thank you, Amazon. And I got a little bit of a bone to pick with my mother, who may or may not be watching right now on YouTube. So I got her, me and Megan got her the Aura Digital Frame, which is something that I think Woods got for his parents in Texas. And it's great. My mom has wanted one. and now she's got it.
Doesn't
and
it like
so,
connect to your like social media accounts and everything and like
probably
your
I don't,
phone library?
I don't know if
and,
it connects, but it's run through an app. And so the way it works is my mom can now upload photos from her phone onto her digital frame, and she has invited me and Megan as well with the app. So now we, from our phones here in San Diego, can upload pictures instantly to her digital frame. And she goes, this is amazing. I feel like I'm more connected with you guys. Like, I get to see all the fun stuff. Like, this is, thank you so, so much. So I called her yesterday. She got it all set up, and she's very excited about it. And then later in the night yesterday, I'm sitting there with my wife, and I opened up the Aura app, and I was able to see not just the pictures that I uploaded for her to go to her digital frame. I'm able to see what pictures she put in as well. And it's kind of funny to see what my mom thought is what she deemed frame worthy, right? It's a beautiful picture of a sunset over the water. She had a picture of a whale breaching. They went on a whale watching trip recently. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Pictures of me, pictures of her, you know, the rest of the family. Then we started getting into some really weird cropped photos, like oddly cropped photos, like zoomed in and cropped weird, like cutting off half your face.
Uh-huh.
She hasn't quite figured that part out.
Okay.
And I started laughing. I'm like, just kind of looking at what she deemed worthy of making it into the digital frame. And then I noticed there was a picture, like, I'll put it up here. I'm blast her right here on YouTube, on the YouTube stream. She cut off her own face and
right.
she cropped it, zoomed in super well, super close, cut off right above her eyes. And I thought, Mom, you got to learn how to crop better. And then I sit next to Megan and I go, son of a bitch, that's me sitting next to her. She cropped me out of her own picture.
You got cropped out of the picture?
To go into the digital frame. That's the picture.
Look at young Paula.
That was like 11 years ago.
Look at that. You're barely old enough to probably drink in that picture.
That was actually, oddly enough, at a winery about 10 or 11 years ago. So I get my mom this digital frame. She doesn't know how to use the cropping or anything like that. And she crops me out of her digital frame. And I thought, huh, I just got inadvertently owned by my own mother on Mother's Day.
I mean, it's one thing if it just works better, you know, framed a different way and like the
landscape or horizontal.
But
yeah.
To actually badly crop yourself just to take your son out, that doesn't speak well of you, Paulie.
No, it doesn't. No. Huh. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And all the other great
moms out
there.
I don't have an Aura frame. I would think that a big decision would be how quickly do you want them to cycle through the photos? I assume you can make different settings.
I think she's got it set to 1 minute, every minute they cycle
through. Okay, that's not bad. Because I wouldn't want it changing every like 10 seconds. Like that would be too much.
Yeah.
You know, like a minute or a couple minutes, like leave it there for a while. And then all of a sudden you look up and the next time you look up, oh, it's a different picture now. But I wouldn't want to just sit there watching it constantly change through different photos all morning long.
No, it's a great idea. It's a really unique gift. If you have family that aren't local, I think it's a great idea. Keeps them connected and you know, older people like my mom, they love that kind of stuff.
Do want to wish hopefully good health not just to Woods, but also to Jackson Merrill, who missed yesterday's game. We didn't even bring that up in our recap when Jackson Merrill was not available.
A little ouchie.
You know, not even an ouchie. They're calling it a stomach bug. Mike Schilt was not sure whether it was...
Hey, boy, I told you not to eat them Rocky Mountain oysters.
Viral-related or food-related. But Jackson Merrill apparently got up yesterday and was not able to keep down any foods. You know, went back to sleep, got up, still felt miserable. They gave him some fluids, but clearly wasn't available for the game yesterday because there was a situation where you could have brought him in as a pinch hitter. You know, bases were loaded and would have been a great spot to get Jackson Merrill up into the game. Maybe the one chance for the Padres to get back into the game yesterday did not happen. I don't even know, was he even there or did he just meet the team afterwards to get on the plane and get back to San Diego?
I did not see him. Yeah, I'm not sure. He may not have been there yesterday.
I do think that Jackson Merrill right now, no offense to Manny Machado or Fernando Tatis Jr., but Jackson Merrill right now might be the Padres' most important player for a variety of reasons. I mean, he's insanely hot. Just every time he goes up to the plate, you expect something.
This is Jackson Merrill.
He's extremely hot. Good baseball player as well.
Yeah.
We talked about it in the 7 o'clock hour of what this Now, you can't ever expect a team to put up 24 hits, 21 runs like they did on Saturday night, but you did get an idea of what that full lineup can look like when you add Merrill, who we got back earlier in the week in New York, but also adding Jake Cronenworth. It just really lengthens that lineup just a little bit more, and you start to go, oh yeah, this is that team that got out to the 15-3 start or whatever they did, because we've been without Merrill for what, almost a month, and Crony was not that much further behind him. We were really missing those guys.
Yeah, Jackson Merrill's not worth 18 runs. I mean, that's not the 21 to 3 is not just by Jackson Merrill
greatest baseball player of all time
out, but you can see how quickly the Padres lineup gets lengthened and then shrunk a little bit when you're missing just one or two guys.
Yep.
It definitely is a different looking lineup and not as intimidating for an opposing starting pitcher to run through. So hopefully Jackson Merrill is back today. You know, stomach bugs can be tricky. Sometimes you feel great, you know, like just get some fluids, get it all out of you, out of your system, and you're like fine the next day. Other times you can be wiped out for like 3 or 4 days, you know, if it's a real bug and you can't keep anything down and you start losing some weight and not good. So we'll find out more today when the Padres return home to host the Angels. We talked about Saturday's big win. I was also trying to kind of watch the SDFC game while that was happening, and I didn't feel like I was really missing much when I was watching the Padres, because nothing happened first 75-plus minutes of the game. It was scoreless, and it looked like they might end in a scoreless draw, just like they did the first time they played St. Louis, a defensive team that doesn't score a lot. And then they erupted for the two goals in the last like 10 minutes of the game. Milan Olasky scored for the second straight time, the Escondido native. And then Andres Dreyer scored in the 87th minute. Took a 2-0 lead, did give up a late goal in stoppage time, but a big win. SDFC ends a 3-game road losing streak, wins their second in a row. And we'll talk more soccer this week because they have their first midweek game on Wednesday.
That's right.
When they return home to host the Colorado Rapids. And then another home game on Saturday against Sporting KC. So it's a big week.
Wednesday is a night game?
It's a night game. Opposite the Padres night game, which is, I thought maybe the Padres would do a getaway day
game.
Oh,
they don't have a getaway. That's
but
right.
I don't think they do. It's
I thought
a,
we were
going to
have
night
the old day-night. Huh.
Yeah, you're going to have competing, I believe.
Yeah, you're right.
6:40 games
on
at the
Wednesday.
Same time. 6:30, 6:40 on Wednesday night. So
I totally
Mission
thought it was
Valley,
a 1:10 start.
You're not going to be able to go to both the games at the same time. It's not the first time they've gone head-to-head at the same time, but certainly on a Wednesday night.
No, we just had it a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday, but I completely assumed 1:10 start on Wednesday. I was even going to suggest maybe the three of us go down there and get some work done. But
they're not doing
no.
it, though. It's a night game. It's the Bucket Hat night game. Trying to get a big crowd at Petco Park. I'm sure they want a big crowd at Snapdragon Stadium. It'll be kind of interesting to see what happens on a school night, on a weekday night, or a work night. And two big games where, you know, they're hoping to get 70,000-plus fans at both places. Can San Diego do that on the same night? It's going to be kind of interesting. So we'll talk about that coming up. I want to take a break, though, because we are going to have John Flint coming in and filling in for Woodsy on Take on Wood. So if you want to take on John, doesn't really make the game any easier. John's pretty good.
Good
as well. He's good.
He is good.
But you can try to qualify for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas and concert tickets to see Bruno Mars and a $100 gift card. Call now 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Play our game when we come back with John Flint. And then we'll have Dennis Lynn, our Linsider from The Athletic, join us at the bottom of the hour. All coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. First, though, congratulations to me. I had a big win at Prize Picks over the weekend. It was actually a lineup that I saw on Twitter from our friend Pitching Ninja, who had some strikeout totals. Picked more on strikeouts. Who do I have? Jacob DeGrom and AJ Smith, Shaver, and someone else.
Did you Venmo some money, some of your winnings to Pitching Ninja?
I thanked him for the lineup, and I won $150, actually, which was nice. It's how you do it with Prize Picks. You set daily fantasy sports lineups between 2 and 6 players on your team, and you just pick more or less on the stats. You can win up to 2,000 times your cash. Now, I just did a three-person lineup, so I only won, I think, 5 or 6 times my cash. But hey, play the way you want. Run your own game. That's what they say at Prize Picks. Baseball season's great because there's games every single night, but right now you can cash in on the basketball playoffs as well. Points, rebounds, assists, hockey playoffs, so many different ways. You can mix and match from different sports as well. However you're watching sports, you can do it with Prize Picks. Just make sure you download the app and use our code KWFN to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Get you started with a lot of fun play right at the outset by using the code KWFN. Download the Prize Picks app. Get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Start today. Start this week. It's Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, now we can come back. One hard and fast rule on this program, you don't interrupt Ram Jam.
No.
And I wanted to get going because we got John Flint in studio who is filling in. Woods, he texted us very early this morning saying he has been hit by cluster headaches, which sound awful. But I appreciate you coming in. John from down the hall at KSON.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Hope
good
everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Mom, I love you.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a good... We talked about our moms and our Mother's Day weekend. You're cheering for not only just your Padres, but also your Minnesota Timberwolves,
yes,
who are in the playoffs. Usually you're cheering for the draft lottery today, but not this time.
Now, last year we went to the conference finals as well. Come on now, calm down.
But yes, Ann Edwards is a star.
He is. He's a jerk, but yes, I'm glad he plays for us. I will say this. We got to take care of business. I have anything to do with it. I went to college and high school in suburban Minneapolis, though, so this is definitely my team, and I'm excited about Ant, and I'm excited about everything they got going on, and I hope, fingers crossed, they can take advantage of Steph not being in the lineup and beat these Warriors.
And thanks to the Twins for sweeping the Giants over the weekend as well. That's appreciated.
If I'm not mistaken, my number 1A favorite team in baseball, the Minnesota Twins, I think they've won like 9-10 straight games now.
Yeah, they're hot.
Yeah, good.
Good timing against the NL West. All right, we got contestants on the line. We will banish you for a couple of minutes and bring you back for your portion of the game. Let's play it. Let's take on John. All right, let's go right to the top of the board. Is this Scott?
Cheers. How are you, Ben?
Good, Scott. How are you? You ready to take on John?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, a game today, Scott. Brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got you a grand prize in the works. If you can beat or tie John, you will qualify for our trip to Las Vegas, 2-night stay at the Park MGM, $100 gift card, and tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, and we're going to give you the category to choose from today. Your choices are All aboard. It is train is the theme for that category. V is for victory. Five bands that begin with the letter V. And a groovy category. Five songs with the word groove in the title. So all aboard. V is for victory or a groovy category, Scott?
Do a V.
V. V is for victory. All right. Today we're looking for five bands whose names all begin with the letter V. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2 second song. You not only have to give me the band name that starts with V, you also have to give me that song title to score that point. Scott, are you ready to play?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock. The category is V is for victory. Your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck, Scott. Let's take on John.
Now it's Van Halen. I got to think about it first.
All right. Randy Jones, not the Cy Young lefty, dressed up as the Cowboys, an original member of which costume 70s disco? Correct. Which folk punk band's 1983 debut album features some of their best-known hits, including Blister in the Sun?
God. Pass. I'll come back to
Andy Warhol that. Served as manager for which 60s band that featured Lou Reed as the lead singer?
Velvet Underground.
Correct. Formed in 2006 in New York City, which band quickly broke out with songs including A-Punk and Oxford Comma?
Fire Weekend.
That is correct. Yeah. Let's go back to the 2 second song, see if you can give me the title.
Panama.
That is Panama. You got Van Halen. Which folk punk band's 1983 debut album featured some of their best known hits? Very good. He comes
well
back.
Done.
Scotty, stay on the line. You have qualified for our grand prize drawing. Van Halen, Panama, Village People, Violent Femmes, Velvet Underground, Vampire Weekend. John can only tie. Now, he's very good at this game as well. So let's see how he does. Gets the category here. You're going up against Scott, John. The category is V is for victory. So we've got five bands that begin with the letter V.
Five? There's five of them?
There are. You ready to go?
All right.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, John. Let's take on Scott.
Van Halen, Panama.
Correct. Randy Jones, not the Cy Young lefty, dressed up as the Cowboy.
Village People.
Correct. Which folk punk band's 1983 debut album features some of their best-known hits, including Blister in the Sun?
Violent Femmes.
Correct. Andy Warhol served as manager for
Velvet Underground.
Correct. Formed in 2006 in New York City, which band quickly broke out with songs including A-Punk and Oxford Comma?
Vampire Weekend.
Wow. Woo! We have a perfect 5 against 5 score today. Johnny, very well done. You did a little faster, but Scott, you have qualified
nice job,
for
Scott.
Our grand prize drawing. Best played game of the month, and
no
Woods
kidding.
Wasn't even a part of it.
10 straight. Boom.
Very nicely done.
Thanks,
there are
guys.
5 bands
Thanks,
that
Johnny.
Start with the letter V right there.
I can't believe I got that last one.
Very nicely
I mean,
done.
I knew it.
John, thank you for stopping
Thanks,
by.
Boys.
John
Good
Flint,
boss.
Congratulations. Scott in Scripps Ranch, congratulations. You are into the drawing for our grand prize. Wow. I mean, it's not
Look
it's like
that.
We don't even need Woods anymore
no.
in this game. So we had, of course, our grand championship. And then we had Woods won it during our Christmas and holiday extravaganza. But then John came back in a rematch
That's
later.
Right.
And beat Woodsy. So they really are neck and neck. I mean,
we're gonna have to schedule another one.
Really, really good competition between those two, but great job by Scott as well.
It's, maybe we do the rubber match, maybe like during summer break.
Oh,
or
that'd
something
be fun.
Like that.
Yeah, when we've got the All-Star break and we got some days to kill, that would be a good time to do another rematch between John and I've always loved the idea of a tournament of champions someday as well, where we get the best contestants and bring them back.
We got a few to choose from.
Yeah, we definitely got some. Scott's playing his way, perhaps, into the tournament of champions at some point. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, it is time for our Linsider, Dennis Lynn of The Athletic. He covered the road trip, was on, I think, all or most of it on the road with the San Diego Padres, so I'm sure he's glad to be getting back to San Diego to cover a homestand. But the good and the bad from a 6-3 road trip for your San Diego Padres, the weird weekend in Colorado, we will cover it all with Dennis Lynn from The Athletic coming up after a quick timeout with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, we're back. Scott, sorry, Pauly didn't get to you during the break. He's still hanging on to get his information. And go ahead, talk to Scott, Pauly. We'll get Dennis Lynn joining us from The Athletic in just a couple of minutes, our Lynn-sider. I wanted to, we haven't really gotten to Friday's game yet at all, Padres and Rockies, the series opener, which clearly, you know, started out looking like it was going to be an absolute runaway win as the Padres scored four in the third and five in the fifth and, you know, put together what, a double-digit lead. Then nearly saw the whole thing melt away with some more bullpen struggles, in particular Sean Reynolds and Wandy Peralta, who gave up five in the eighth and two in the ninth before Robert Suarez was forced in for a three-pitch save. At the time, the big concern was, can't believe he needed to use Robert Suarez in that game. It turned out not to be an issue as they didn't use Robert Suarez on Saturday or Sunday. So honestly, you know, getting him in for three pitches is not the worst thing in the world. The bigger concern, obviously, is that there's been some, just some weaknesses now in the very back end of the Padres bullpen.
Yes.
It's every team is going to have weaknesses in the back end of their bullpen from time to time. There's no bullpen that is 1 through 8, just lights out dominant all the way through. It's never happened in baseball history. It's never going to happen where you don't have a couple of guys who struggle at some points during the season. I do think, while I tend to be the most measured member of our threesome when it comes to things like that, I do think there is some concern just having seen Wandy Peralta struggle now multiple appearances in a row. He was looking pretty decent early in the year, getting his ground balls. They are teeing off on him right now. And yeah, whether it's something like, mechanical,
it's not good.
Whether he's tipping his pitches, I don't know. But Wandy has been struggling. And it's not so simple as, all right, well, just, you know, get rid of him and move on to someone else. Remember, Wandy is signed for four essentially one-year contracts with player options that he can opt into every single year at $4 to $5 million. It's almost like you need to get Wandy going again, get him going for a month or two, like you did at the beginning of the season, and then see if someone will bite on a trade at some point, like a team that needs a left-handed reliever.
Yeah.
But right now, obviously, you know, his stock is down, and you're probably not going to be able to deal him.
He's had one clean inning in his last five outings. Yeah. That was last Sunday, the 4th, against the Pirates. He went one inning, nice, clean appearance. But then after that, two-thirds of an inning against the Yankees, four hits, six earned runs, two walks, no strikeouts. Then Friday night, Colorado, just one out. He gave up four hits, two earned runs. And then yesterday, he pitched one inning, three hits, two earned runs, and a walk.
And, you know, when you're down by six, it doesn't really matter that much. But
it kind of matters.
Yeah, I mean, you can hide him at the back end of your bullpen, just like the Padres hid Steven Kolek for most of the year last year. That last guy, It's fine. It's when you all of a sudden have three guys who are struggling. And Sean Reynolds, was really excited about Sean Reynolds this year. Our friend Tom on Twitter was pointing out his metrics did not look very good the first couple of times he went out there. His numbers, velocity, movement have been down a little bit. Now, part of that could be whatever dealing with the injury and coming back and trying to get locked in for the season. I was expecting Sean Reynolds to be a, you know, seventh, eighth inning guy for the Padres this year. He's nowhere near that right now. So now you have two guys at the back end of your bullpen that you are having questions about. And then that's when it starts to become an issue, because you're going to need at least one of those two guys every two or three days to come in and hopefully hold a two-run deficit. You know, I mean, we're not asking the moon, but Padres can come back and win some of these games if they keep it close. They're not going to fall behind a ton, but you do need those guys at the back end of your bullpen to kind of right the ship and figure it out. So relief on Friday of Randy Vasquez, who was terrific, really, really fantastic. Gave up just two solo home runs in his six innings. Loved that he was filling up the strike zone at Coors Field with just the one walk. Actually got some swing and miss as well, a season-high five strikeouts. So Randy Vasquez, with his best outing of the year, came at Coors Field, and his stuff played pretty well there. So we'll talk about all of that, the Padres pitching situation, and get Dennis Lynn on the line, our Lynnsider, coming up after check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Lynnsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
And as we bring Dennis Lynn onto the program, Dennis, I hope you didn't eat at the same place Jackson Merrill did on Saturday night.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, no chance of that. I actually was not in Colorado.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I hope Jackson didn't get into some Rocky Mountain oysters or whatever he ate. I hope he's doing better.
Yeah, I do too. Padres need him. You can see, obviously, from Saturday and Friday's games, how lengthened the Padres lineup looks with every single member available. Now, I'm not saying that Jackson Merrill's worth 18 runs. I know he's not. But, you know, the domino effect when you start taking one or two guys out of the Padres lineup, it's been very apparent over these first month and a half of the season what a different team they are when they're at full strength, and then, you know, how they have to kind of just scrape by when they're not.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. Even if the Padres went, 15-9 without Jackson? And I know it was more than just him who was out for that stretch. But, you can just see the difference when he's in the lineup, when he's batting cleanup and versus when he's not. And I think it's too early to say he's the best hitter on this team. But the way he's going right now, I know it's only been a small sample size in second season in the league. But I think it's fair to say he's probably the hitter that you'd least want to face as an opposing pitcher right now in the Padres, just given what he's doing and the fact that he took a month off, not by choice, of course, and then came back and hit the ground running right away, almost hit two home runs in that series at Yankee Stadium. I think, he's probably the most dangerous hitter going on the Padres right now.
But I'd say, Dennis, even though the Padres scored 37 runs over the weekend in Colorado, the most remarkable thing that we saw was Stephen Kolek's pitching performance on Saturday. A complete game shutout at Coors Field just isn't done. It's one of the rarest of rares in Major League Baseball. And you can say, no pressure on him with such a big lead. I would argue it's even harder to do with the lead that he had in terms of keeping your focus. What are you seeing from Stephen Kolek? Can he truly be the starter at the back end of the rotation that the Padres have been looking for here at the start of the season?
Yeah, no doubt. Then I mean, just the fact that he saved the bullpen by going nine innings at Coors Field, no matter how bad the Rockies are, and I'm sure we can get to that later. But just the fact that he was able to save a bullpen that had worked pretty hard the night before, that's huge. So if you're going to do that and you're going to have a 0.00 ERA, I'd say, yeah, you're in pretty good line to, keep your spot at the back of the rotation. Obviously, we'll see how he does in other places and how he fares against, you know, more competitive teams who aren't fielding like AAA lineups. But he's got a pitch, the sinker, that generates a ton of ground balls, helps him eat innings, and he's got about like four or five other pitches on top of that. So I think his second year in the league, first year obviously was a bit of a struggle and a challenge for him as a Rule 5 pick, but he's learned to better sequence his pitches, and he's got good stuff. So I think the Padres have to consider themselves pretty fortunate that they have a guy like that sitting back at, you know, number 5 or number 6 in the rotation, depending on when Yu Darvish comes back.
Talking to our Linsider, Dennis Lynn, Padres baseball this morning from The Athletic. And let's get into how bad the Rockies were. Nationally, that was probably the bigger story than, you know, whatever the Padres did, losing 21-0 and then firing Bud Black yesterday. I said this morning, Dennis, I think it's a gift to Bud Black to let him go from this team. There was no hope whatsoever. Watching him in the dugout on television, Bud's a very positive guy. He looked pained having to watch that team, and honestly, he's got nothing to prove at this point, and he'll have other opportunities if he wants, maybe not as a manager, but certainly to work for another team. What was your read on the situation out of Denver this weekend?
That nothing's going to change even after this move. I think his former protege Dave Roberts put it well, saying that even Casey Stengel couldn't change the outcome of that team. That team being the Rockies, it's just it's a mess over there, and it's kind of been a mess for the last however many years, even though they made the playoffs twice under Buddy's watch in 2017 and 2018, because if you look at their front office and their ownerships, everyone's been a place for like, you know, 20, 30 years, and it's a terrible place to try to build a baseball team because it's not real baseball. Playing in elevation, half your games, and yeah, until they do something drastically different, until they learn to win on the margins like the Tampa Bay Rays and, you know, hire a ton of analysts, just because that's even more important because the fact that they're playing on the surface of the moon up there. They're just going to keep turning out the same results. And they do spend money, more so than the Rays, at least, and they do draw crowds. So it's kind of a shame that it's gone to this. But it struck me over the weekend, just, you know, it was almost a decade since Buddy was let go in San Diego. And obviously, you know, A.J. Preller has learned a few lessons since then, but I don't think that the Rockies have learned many lessons. And, yeah, they're going to be super relevant for the foreseeable future, but also this year. I think they're going to be relevant in the sense that depending on how teams in the NL West, including the Padres, do against them, that's going to decide, you know, playoff seeding, playoff berths. So far for the Padres, you know, yesterday aside, they're doing well in that department. They're 5-1 against the Rockies, but I think I'm counting correctly, the Dodgers are 3-0 against them, and the Giants are 3-1 against them. So yeah, those games at Coors Field and those games against the Rockies are really going to count.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and you know, this all, yeah, I kind of look back at the comments that Dick Monfort, the owner of the Rockies, made when the Padres were, you know, spending money, and he wasn't a big fan of it, didn't see the sustainability of it all. And you can say the Padres are having the last laugh with Petco Park sold out almost every single night and the Rockies languishing in last place. But the one part of his comment that still kind of, you know, worries me as a Padres fan is that where are the Padres going to find the money to keep some of these players, especially in the pitching rotation, with Dylan Cease and Michael King both slated to be free agents? I don't see any way on earth they can bring both of them back. They'd probably be lucky, Dennis, to bring one of them back, which, you know, why I was encouraged to see what Stephen Kolek did over the weekend. But where do you think the Padres are going to find starting pitching going forward that is going to be able to be affordable enough where they're going to be able to pay their other players and still move on? Because it hasn't been one of A.J. Preller's great success stories, is developing his own minor league pitching talent over these last 10 years.
Right. I think some of it's going to be the same story as it has been. It seems like the last 5-6 years, he always finds a way to sign or trade for someone maybe relatively late in the offseason, just like he did with Nick Cavetta, who, by the way, is going to be around for at least one more season before he can opt out. And so far it looks like a pretty good deal for the Padres. But yeah, Stephen Kolek's emergence would be huge if that's indeed what's happening. They've got a few guys in the not at the upper levels of the minors right now, but getting closer, who you know, could be factors as we get toward 2026. Braden Metz being one of them, undrafted free agent, who's really risen up the prospect rankings. But yeah, it's probably going to be, again, something that's going to have to be addressed in the offseason, whether through trade or free agency, because like you, I don't see both those guys, Dylan Cease and Michael King, coming back. I'd be, at this point, maybe slightly surprised if one of them does come back, either one of them, and I guess I'd lean more toward Mike King, but you know, he's setting himself up for a very healthy free agent contract, and I think I get the sense that he wants to test free agency, but at the same time, he does like San Diego, because this is where he's established himself as a full-time starter, and where, you know, he kind of raves about Ruben Yeblo, like a lot of pitchers do, so we'll see. I think the Padres have a chance, but yeah, it's going to have to be maybe more pulling a rabbit out of a hat kind of deal for AJ Preller going into next offseason.
We talked a little bit earlier about some of the injury updates from the Padres. Just what are you kind of hearing, Dennis? You know, you Darvish, I know the rumor is a rehab start on Wednesday for El Paso. Could that be his only rehab start? Could we see him perhaps at the start of the next road trip pitching for the Padres again?
Definitely possible. Of course, we'll have to see how he comes out of that upcoming rehab start and whether the Padres decide he needs another one after that. I think in recent years, you're seeing guys have shorter rehab assignments depending on just their experience and how, you know, how much they feel they're on track. And Yu Darvish obviously has as much experience as anybody and is as in tune with his body as pretty much anybody in the majors. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him come off after one rehab start. Also, wouldn't be surprised to see him go up for another one just because he's been out for the entire season. And he's 38 going on 39, and, you know, he wants to make sure things are locked in. And the Padres also don't mind, you know, having him fresh down the stretch, or as fresh as possible down the stretch. So I wouldn't be shocked if they take it slower with him and, you know, give him two rehab starts. But, yeah, it looks like he's trending either way toward a late May return, and the Padres could definitely use that because they've got a couple stretches, 9 games in 9 days and 13 games in 13 days coming up near the end of the month. So, yeah, I think it's definitely good news that he's heading out for a real game pretty soon.
All right, last thing, Dennis. And Paulie, I want you to think about this as well for our final hour when we come back.
But okay.
We're now officially a quarter of the way through the baseball season. I think you know, tomorrow or today, somewhere 40 games in, we're 1/4 of the way through the season. If you had to give a letter grade overall, Dennis, to the San Diego Padres for the first quarter of the season, what letter grade would you give them?
I mean, it's got to be an A, right?
Right. Given, it's got to be an A, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, their offseason, I'd say, if you're being charitable, maybe it was a C or even like a D plus. And so the expectations were low, and then they had a bunch of injuries, and they're sitting like one game out of first place in the majors. So given everything that happened leading up to it, I think you got to kind of grade on a curve there. But even if you weren't grading on the curve, and they had a great offseason and signed a bunch of guys and were 25-14, I think that's still probably an A. So, yeah.
Dennis, good stuff as always. Hopefully we'll catch you at Petco Park sometime this week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Catch him every Monday, 8:35 here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. I get the sense, Paulie, that there are some Padres fans out there who would give the team less than a full A for the first quarter of the season. And I think, honestly, there's no other grade that you can possibly give the Padres for the first 40 games than an A. Am I seeing this clearly, or am I putting my rose-colored glasses on?
So I don't disagree with you.
Right.
But I am channeling a little bit of Stephen Woods and protesting and saying that Woods goes away and we already revert to letter grades.
It's a quarter mark of the season. I mean, it's how...
You know what Woods would do.
You want
right
a
now.
Number grade? All right, grade from 1 to 100, 95. It's an A. It's an A for
coming
the San
up
Diego
next,
Padres.
The Mount Rushmore of the San Diego
it's
Padres.
It's an A. I say it's an A. We got 1 hour left. More Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.